That is what we have for speculation. It's a lot. It's a lot. Hello, Nerdy Legion. So we have a short episode. It's because we're missing a section. It's not for lack of trying, but there's just it's a weird time in news right now. I don't know what to tell you. It's not the section you think it is. You are listening to, before I get too far ahead of myself, you are listening to Comic Talk Headlines right here on Comic Talk today, as brought to you by me, Mr. Dustin, generally nerdy himself. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff going on. Let's jump into the news. We would be talking about TV streaming right here, but there's no TV streaming. I tried again. It was like everything was, oh, this is the new rumor. Oh, this is this insider's speculation, and we're gonna talk about those things, just not here, because that's not what this section is for. All of the quote unquote news that was being pumped out right now has to do with like the end of the Black Lightning series, which we've already covered, and now it's just telling us about the episodes that are leading us to the end, and we're getting episodic news, and that's not news because it's something that we're all going to witness together when the show airs, right? So just didn't make sense to me to cover any of that, and there was no new actual hard news just yet. There is some really interesting stuff in the rumor mill, so do stick around to the end. But all of that being said, let's talk about movies. In the movie section, we do have a couple of follow-ups. First up, we're talking about the Blade movie. That's right, the Mahershala Ali Blade, the one that's coming to the MCU officially, just nabbed its writer. The name of the writer is Stacey Osei-Kufour. I think that's close. I apologize that I butchered it, but I think that's close. You might not know the name necessarily unless you are really into reading credits. And the credits that you would have read that name in that have, you know, that are pertaining to the nerd universe at large is the most recent HBO Watchmen. Now, I know some people really loved the HBO series, even though it got just the one season, and there is a lot wrong with it. In my mind, that's me just being a jerk. But I will say this, the writing was actually pretty solid, and the cinematography was actually pretty solid. I just feel like there was a lot of liberties taken with some characters I really, really enjoy from comic books of old. Anyway, that's all about Watchmen. We're talking about Blade. So we do have a writer for the Blade series. She's from Watchmen. That's all we really got, so we're moving on to the next piece. Next piece is also a follow-up, and it has to do with Borderlands. We got casting announcement that Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be Tannis, based on Dr. Patricia Tannis from the game. She is an archaeologist on the planet of Pandora, and she'll be joining Kate Blanchett, Kevin Hart. I think there was somebody else that I didn't put in the notes, but, I mean, those are still pretty big names. Did Jamie Lee Curtis, though, in a video game movie? What an awesome time we live in, right? Right? Moving on. Okay. First actual piece of movie news is a new announcement, or announcement of a new movie called Baphomet. The reason this is relevant, because it looks like a garbage B horror movie. The reason this is relevant to the nerdists, or to the nerdy ones at large, is because it's going to feature the acting talents of Danny Filth. If you don't know who Danny Filth is, he is the lead vocalist for black metal for beginners band Cradle of Filth, which is interesting on so many levels. Again, not the least of which being that this is going to be a really mediocre B-level horror movie. So I'm really interested to see what's going to be brought to the table by Danny Filth. I don't know how good of an actor he is. But I do know he does like to act because he, for a long time, thought he was Prince Lestat. So, well, his version of Prince Lestat. Anyway, it's just hilarious. I had to put it in here. We're moving on to another piece that is almost equally as hilarious, but kind of on a grander scale. We have Death Rider in the House of Vampires. This is another B-level horror movie. This one, though, from the mind of Glenn freaking Danzig. That's right, the man who brought us Veronica 2 years ago, I believe, which was something is now doing a spaghetti western vampire movie starring Devon Sawa that he also is going to be, Danzig himself is also going to be in, and Danny Trejo, and there's just like this crazy big list of people that are like, did you lose a bet or do you owe somebody money? Why are you in this movie? Are you trying to just do anything you can to be relevant? Well, Danny Trejo will always be relevant because Danny Trejo is awesome. But Devon Sawa, come on. Yeah, so that one, there is, if you follow the link down in the show notes, there is a link to the trailer that you can go check out, which is... you'll see everything I'm talking about when you watch it. I did not catch a release date for either of them, though I believe the Glenn Danzig movie is sometime in the next couple of months. I'll update you if it's relevant, if it's really necessary. I just wanted to raise the awareness of these two movies because music people are doing things that aren't music. So yeah, we're moving along. We're talking about Dungeons & Dragons. This is another casting announcement, but this is also kind of, we haven't really talked about this movie, so that's why I didn't put it in the follow-up section. Michelle Rodriguez has been cast in the movie, but also they're making a new Dungeons & Dragons movie. This is going to be a... I don't know if reboot is necessarily a great... Well, I don't know. The last... I'm thinking of Warcraft. There have been a number of quote-unquote Dungeons & Dragons movies, and they've all been garbage. So hopefully this one, because of the high-profile actors that they're looking to cast, this one will be a little bit better, though the last one that comes to mind had Vin Diesel in it. So, I don't know. He's... arguably a higher profile than Michelle Rodriguez. I don't know where it's going to go, but it's going to be a dumpster fire either way, and we're going to sit back and roast some marshmallows. So our last piece, as great fun as we've been having in the movie section, our last piece is a bit of a downer. As I was editing and uploading the last episode, news broke that Christopher Plummer died, and that was pretty terrible. It's really not a great way to go. He fell and bonked his head effectively and spent a few days in the hospital, and then he passed because of complications. He was 91 years old and he was climbing a thing that he then fell off of. So like, it makes sense considering all of the things. It's just so not awesome. We're going to take a minute for Christopher Plummer, because he is a fantastic talent that will absolutely be missed. And that, guys, always going out on a bad note, that, guys, is the movie section. Now let's talk about the rumor mill. Rumor mill, we have a couple of confirmation refutations. It's another interesting refutation because it's another one that, honestly, it became rumor and then was squashed all in the matter of 2 days that have both happened between the last episode and today. So first up, we're talking WandaVision. That's not the confirmation or refutation we're talking about. This is a confirmation. This is confirmation of rumor. This is also spoiler alert. If you haven't watched the most recent episode of WandaVision, I am about to spoil the big piece, even though it's kind of already been spoiled by Twitter. So 5, 4, 3, 2, skip forward 10 seconds if you don't want to hear that Evan Peters has come back as Quicksilver. That's really all it is. We did talk about this rumor about a month ago, a little over a month ago at this point. So we were kind of expecting it, and it's kind of awesome. Still, moving on to the other confirmation refutation. This one is the refutation of which I spoke at the beginning. Cobra Kai, Jason David Frank, that's right, the Green Ranger, has squashed rumors about his being cast in the series for the next season. Again, this happened, and then literally that same night, as soon as the rumor broke, he came out and was like, I wish. That's not happening. I couldn't report on the rumor because Jason David Frank already said, nope, not gonna do it, or not been asked to do it anyway. So then we're moving next into the next subsection, which is not the proper rumors, but we are talking about speculation. So again, if you have not seen and you care about spoilers, if you've not seen the newest episode of WandaVision, WandaVision, that episode 5 with the crazy big spoiler, then you might want to skip forward about 30 seconds. That being said, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, so is he really Quicksilver? This is the speculation. This is, there are the rumors that we're going to be talking about. Actually, this is kind of spinning off of rumor, but the reason we're putting it in speculation, this is not my speculation. I will chime in a little bit on here, but this is coming from people who generally do leaks, coming from people who are generally connected to Disney and so on and so forth, people who are usually talking to the press, who are coming out and speculating based on nothing. They have no one on the inside feeding them this information. This is just people going, see, I think this is what's actually happening, even though I haven't heard as such. So the two big things that are going around right now is that it's not, well, I guess it's technically three. One is that he really is Quicksilver, and that is going to be how they introduce at least that part of the Fox Marvel universe into the MCU, is through this show, and now he's just going to be Pietro. Tell they don't have a contract with Evan Peters anymore. So there seems to be a little bit of validity to all three of these. The next one is that he's not actually Quicksilver. He is actually Mephisto in disguise, because Wanda does keep saying that she didn't do it. The doorbell rings. I didn't do that. She keeps trying to convince Vision that she didn't do it. So that's what's opening this door. If it really is Mephisto, if Mephisto is going to be the big bad, then that kind of makes sense. Or the other speculation is that it is Nightmare, which doesn't play as well with all of the other context clues we have from the series so far. But it is theoretically possible, because Nightmare is a common occurring villain in the world, in this corner of the Marvel Universe. So it's possible. I think it's going to be a little bit of the first one, but not all of any of them. I think I like the speculation the most, that is, this actually is Pietro. This is the Fox Marvel Universe version of Pietro. And it's going to, he poked through because of her stress, because of Wanda's stress of creating this town and keeping it running. She created like a thin spot in the multiverse, and he came through because he was, and we're going to get into this because rumors kind of feed into this speculation, but not directly. But it seems that in her want for family, she is kind of subliminally, or subconsciously rather, calling out to family in the multiverse of the MCU. And he's just the first one that could come through because he's a speedster. And we've learned from comic books that speedsters can do crazy things because they can move very fast. So that is what we have for speculation. It's a lot. It's a lot. We don't have a whole lot of rumors, though, so we're going to get into the first actual rumor for the episode, and that is Black Panther 2. This one kind of comes out of left field because we've gotten information that almost contradicts this previously, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Regé Jean-Page, I believe is how you would pronounce that in French, from the Bridgerton show on Netflix, is now being rumored to be brought into the Marvel Universe as the next Black Panther. So this is our third candidate for Black Panther. Shuri, M'Baku, and now this actor who has no character name yet, because they said that they weren't going to recast T'Challa, and if they were going to recast with this guy, then that would be one of the worst recasting jobs I've ever seen. But it's very interesting to think about. They didn't say they weren't going to recast the Black Panther. They just said they weren't going to recast T'Challa. So likelihood that this is a thing, because it comes from left field, it does come from a singular pretty solid source, but it does come out of nowhere. I really don't think I can give a whole lot of validity to that. We're going to put that at about 30% likelihood. Next, we're talking about WandaVision. These are those rumors that feed into that speculation we talked about just a moment ago. So we now have rumor that Michael Fassbender and Ian McKellen have both been approached to play Magneto for the WandaVision series. To what degree, the rumor does not say, though it does say it will be one or the other. The leaker was unsure of which one took the job, but the source does know, again, if you want to believe this, does know that both actors were approached for the gig. Now, it seems that the way they're going to work this in is that, again, Wanda is subconsciously calling out to family, and since her family in the universe she lives in has died, that she's reaching beyond her universe and into the multiverse, and they're going to be coming out of the woodwork. I really want this to be the thing. I just don't know if it is. So, assuming that this is going to be for an episode, maybe just a really great surprise in the final episode, kind of like we got in Mandalorian, assuming that that is how they're going to work this, and it's not really going to go beyond that at all, we're going to do this in two different percentages. So Michael Fassbender being the one that they get to come for this cameo effectively, I'm going to put that one at the low side. That's probably about 20%. I don't think Fassbender's the guy that's going to do that. I think Fassbender wants to do movies and not, it just doesn't strike me as the guy. And then Ian McKellen, I think, is the more likely of the two. I'm going to put that one, again, not a whole lot higher. We're going to bump that up to about 40% Ian McKellen. I think it's a pretty strong possibility, but I think there is plenty that works against this. So next we're talking about staying in the MCU. We're talking about Keanu Reeves. This is kind of an ongoing set of rumors. Keanu Reeves is now being rumored to be cast as Kraven the Hunter. This one doesn't make a whole lot of sense if you want to believe other rumors. Now, this is kind of vicariously rumor based on rumor, so it won't go above 50%. But also, we know that Feige is very possessive of his things, and all of the other rumors, all of the other news leakers and breakers and so on and so forth are talking about how Feige is the one that wants Keanu Reeves. Feige. This Kraven the Hunter movie is going to be a Sony Marvel movie and not a Disney Marvel movie, so that means Feige doesn't really have his whole hand in it. I mean, he definitely has his hand in it, that's for sure. He's just not in 100% control, which makes me think this is very not likely. So that drops it down dramatically. And then the source is kind of weak. So we've got a lot working against this, though it is fun to think about. Keanu Reeves is kind of having a moment, not kind of, is still having a pretty awesome moment in Hollywood, and rightfully so. So that kind of bumps it up a little bit. We're going to put this, though, at about 30% likelihood. I just can't. The Feige thing is really what kills this. Next, we're talking about Austin Powers. That's right. Austin freaking Powers is in the rumor mill. Now, how freaking awesome is this? So actually, this movie has been rumored to be in some stage of production for many, 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 many years. Austin Powers 4 is now apparently going into pre-production, though. Adam Sandler, good Lord. Mike Myers and company are apparently have the green light to go into pre-production. No green light for actual production as far as the rumor is concerned, but that's all we know. I want this to be true. It's only from one source. It's been a long time coming, so I feel like that's going to bump this up a little bit more. We're going to put this right about 40% likely as well. If you'd have talked to me about 2 years ago and said this same thing, I would say, yeah, probably not. But Mike Myers is kind of starting to gradually work his way back into the popular consciousness, so this it kind of lends a little bit of credence to this rumor. Next, we're going to be talking about the Inhumans. That's right, the Inhumans are still rumored to be coming to the MCU. The big rumor around this, and we've talked about this already, Vin Diesel is going to be playing the leader of the Inhumans. I can't think of his name right now with the thing on his forehead. But that's not the rumor we're talking about right now. The introduction of the Inhumans, the reintroduction of the Inhumans, I guess we could say, to the world is being rumored two different ways. There's two different rumors about where we're going to be introduced to this cast of characters. The first and more believable rumor is through the Fantastic Four movie that we know is going to happen. It does not go on to say exactly how. So again, probably some sort of post-credit scene or something along those lines. Or the other one is through Falcon and the Winter Soldier, because people thought they caught something in that Super Bowl trailer that implied Inhumans. I don't buy that. They might be setting up in Falcon and the Winter Soldier for the Inhumans, but that one's less likely. So two different rumors. First rumor being Fantastic Four, being as Inhumans and Fantastic Four have a comic book history, have I believe the Inhumans were even introduced to the comic book world through a Fantastic Four book. I feel like that lends a lot of credence to this. I feel like these are pretty strong characters. We have Eternals happening. There's just so much. Or wait. Yeah, all of that kind of ties in together. So that makes a little bit more sense to me. I'm only putting this one at 50%, though, because it is coming from one source. The one source is pretty good, and there's a lot of stuff that makes sense if you think about it around it. So 50% for that one. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, though, I'm going to say 15% there. I just don't see that one happening. Our final rumor is kind of an awesome one. We have Cara Dune back in the rumor mill. The spinoff series that has not yet been announced is back on the table, apparently, according to the rumor, largely because Gina Carano has apologized to Disney. That is what the word on the street is. Apparently, Gina Carano apologized for being incendiary, I guess is a good word, on her Twitter account. She has kind of scaled it back. She hasn't stepped away entirely from Twitter. She hasn't stepped away entirely from voicing her opinions on Twitter. She has, though, seemingly scaled back the words that she's using and how she's phrasing the things that she says, which is good because, you know, you want to be civil in your discourse, even though Twitter is not known for being a civil place. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And if that did happen, then her getting a series also does make a lot of sense to be back on the table. But because this is rumor based on rumor, as high as we can go is 50%, and that's as high as we are going is 50%. So that is the rumor section, guys. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. There's a bunch of stuff over there. My cohorts do some great work, so go check it out. If you want to get deeper into the news, though, if you want the full nerd news show, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Or if you just want other things to do with Comic-Con, because that's what we're hopefully going to be gearing up. I've been in conversation with some local Colorado cons that are hoping to be up and running this year, and should that happen, we will definitely be covering them. So all of that being said, again, thank you very much, nerds. Don't forget to tune in next time for all of the wonderful nerdiness.